Hi, and welcome to Unfailing Love with Kim. You know the drill. If you haven't got your coffee yet, put me on pause, go fix it, and I'll meet you on the couch. Hi, and welcome back to Unfailing Love with Kim. We are going to go into our scripture reference for the week. And before I do that, I just want to apologize for not being here on Friday. I had some technical difficulties, had to completely reinstall my Windows on my computer. Thankfully, I had my computer tech guy who came and took care of that for me. Thanks, Devin. That happens to be my son. So we are going into the scripture passage for the week. And I was on our wall. We have the phrase from the scripture that says, "For me and my house, we will serve the Lord." And so that just really got me thinking about, you know, there's so much out there that we can focus on, that we can put our eyes on and take our eyes off of Christ. And I want to state it right here that our household will serve the Lord, and the Lord will be served first. So I'm in Joshua chapter 24, verses 14 and 15. "Now fear the Lord and serve him with all faithfulness. Throw away the gods your ancestors worshipped beyond the Euphrates River and in Egypt, and serve the Lord. But if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourself this day whom you will serve, whether the gods your ancestors served beyond the Euphrates, or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land you are living. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord." And that is something my husband and I have agreed upon for many years now. As for our house, we are going to serve the Lord. And that means that if other things are getting in the way of us serving him, whether that be spending time with friends or too much things that are going on in our lives that are a storm and we take our eyes off of Jesus, we just need to keep our eyes focused on him. Because we want to serve him every moment of every day, of every week, of every month, of every year of our life. We want to serve the Lord. Now, that isn't always easy. Sometimes he calls upon us to serve in ways that are challenging. But would it be worth anything if it wasn't challenging? So I am going to say to you, if you are going through some challenging circumstances and you've taken your eyes off of Jesus, now might be the day to put your eyes back on him and say, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." So that is our scripture passage for the week. And I will be right back after this short break to hop into our podcast. Hi, and welcome back to Unfailing Love with Kim. I'm so excited to spend some time with you guys. It's when I miss a Friday, it just seems like so long until I meet with you again. But I'm hoping to, this one will show up Wednesday afternoon. And then I'm hoping over the weekend to do one and then get back on Friday for the following week. So you won't actually miss any. It'll just be, everything will be closer together. But starting with this one be a little bit later, and then I'll work back to getting back on time. So the title of this podcast is Unfailing Love with Kim. Unfailing love is a love that Jesus came to this earth clothed in flesh to show us what unfailing love is. And I can tell you there are so many things in my life that I have done wrong. And you know what? He forgave it all. And he forgives it daily, because we all fall short of the glory of God on a daily basis. And he forgives us over and over and over again. He gives us that grace. Now, that doesn't mean that we should be making those mistakes on a regular basis because we want to, and then seek forgiveness afterwards. We should be attempting to walk in the footsteps of Christ and how he loves, how he loved us on that cross, how he loved us the day God decided to come down clothed in flesh to this world that is broken. He is overwhelmingly never-ending, enduring love. And that's what we need to be. And I'm just going to go through a few scriptures here. In Deuteronomy 6, verses 4 through 9, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. These commandments that I give to you today are to be on your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. Tie them as a symbol to your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Write them on the door frames of your house and on your gates." Do you think that's important to God? That we love Him with all of our heart, with all of our soul, and with all of our strength? He just told us how important that is, right? Going to skip down a little bit further in Deuteronomy, chapter 10, verses 12 and 13. "And now, Israel, what does the Lord your God ask of you but to fear the Lord your God and to walk in obedience to Him, to love Him, to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, and to observe the Lord's commands and decrees that I am giving you today for your own good." Deuteronomy 10, 12, and 13. I really like how Deuteronomy 10:13 puts this. "And to observe the Lord's commands and decrees that I'm giving you today for your own good." He's not saying you need to follow my rules because I'm God and I said so, right? He's saying that he's giving you these for your own good, because so many of these, if we break these commandments, we have natural consequences, and he doesn't want us to have those natural consequences. So I'm going to read to you out of Exodus briefly. "And God spoke all these words. I am the Lord your God who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself an image in the form of anything in heaven, above or on the earth, beneath or in the waters below. You shall not bow down to them or worship them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, punishing the children for the sin of the parents to the third and fourth generation of those who hate me, but showing love to those generations for thousand, I'm sorry, but showing love to 1,000 generations of those who love me and keep my commandments." I want to be in that group. I don't know about you. "You shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God, for the Lord will not hold anyone guiltless who misuses his name. Remember the Sabbath by keeping it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, neither you nor your son or your daughter, nor male or female servant, nor your animals, nor any foreigners residing in your towns. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea and all that is in them, but he rested on the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy." And if I'm just going to say, if we don't set aside some time for God and for our family, then we will have some really tough times. Our families, if we don't spend time with them, we begin to lose them. And our God is there. He's not going to walk away from us, but the more we spend time with Him, the more we know Him, and the more we love Him, and the more we honor Him. Back to Exodus, I'm at chapter, or, sorry, at verse, we're on chapter 20, verse 12. "Honor your father and your mother so that you may live long in the land the Lord your God is giving you. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not give false testimony against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife or his male or female servant, his ox or donkey, or anything that belongs to your neighbor." Now, if he didn't cover everything there, we are supposed to be happy and content in what we have, what God has given us. We shouldn't be always saying, "Man, I wish I had," right? "I wish I had their house. I wish I had the cars they drive. I wish I had kids that were behaved like theirs," which, let me tell you, when you see kids behaved, they're not that way 24/7. So, I mean, if we commit murder, there's going to be consequences, right? If we commit adultery, there's going to be consequences. If we steal, if we give false testimony, or if we covet our neighbor's stuff, there will be consequences, natural consequences, not so much consequences that God said, "Oh, I'm just going to punish you for this." If we go back up into Deuteronomy 10, just a second, not going far enough here, verse 13, and to observe the Lord's commands and decrees that I'm giving you today for your own good. For your own good, to avoid those natural consequences. Now I'm going to move on to Matthew chapter 22, starting at verse 34. Hearing that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, the Pharisees got together. One of them, an expert in the law, tested him with his question, "Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law?" And Jesus replied, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment, and the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments." So the others are really just letting you know that if you break these, you're going to have natural consequences. But these are so important. And that's why I do this podcast, because love, as Christ loved, is so important. These are the greatest commandments. First is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. And the second is to love your neighbor as yourself. And that's Matthew 22, verses 34 through 40. And I'm going to go into another part of Matthew here. Matthew 5, 43 through 48 says, "You have heard it was said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your Father in heaven. He causes the sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and he sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. If you love those who love you, what reward will you get? Are not even the tax collectors doing that? And if you greet only your own people, what are you doing more than others? Do not even pagans do that? Be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect." Now, we're not expected to be perfect as we walk on this land, because there's sin and there's things around us that we tend to struggle with, and we are still living in our flesh even though Christ is living in us, so we make mistakes. So that said, the big thing to take out of this is we are supposed to not just love our God, not just love those that love us, like our neighbors, our family, our friends, our church family, but we're also supposed to love those who persecute us, who don't treat us well, right? We're supposed to love those people. And the reason for that is if we don't love them, then Christ's sacrifice dies on the cross. But if we sacrifice ourselves to love others, even those that are the hardest to love, especially those that are the hardest to love. And when I say love, I mean that you need to do acts of love for them. You need to offer them help in areas. You need to reach out to them and rather than in judgment, reach out to them in love. Because that is what God did for us. What he continues to do for us. So we need to be loving. And in the political craziness that's been going on, it's hard. It's hard to say about certain people, I want to love on them. Now, a lot of them you're not going to be in close contact with, but you could even send a letter saying, you know, we may not agree politically, but I want you to know that I am loving on you with the love of Christ, and I'm praying for you, and I'm praying for unity in our country. But instead, what do? We blame everybody for everything that's wrong. We say horrible things about each other, right? We need to stop that. We're supposed to pray for our leaders, whether we agree with who's in leadership or not. God places the leadership where they are for a purpose. I am going to read to you out of Jude, chapter 1, verses 24 and 25. "To him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you before his glorious presence without fault and without great joy, To the only God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, power, and authority through Jesus Christ our Lord, before all ages, now and forevermore. Amen. Now, what we tend to do is we tend to help people stumble. But to him who is able to keep you from stumbling, think of somebody that is really a thorn. We all have people who are thorns in our lives. And we need to keep them from stumbling and to present them before his glorious presence. And we do that by loving them. You guys know this chapter inside and out if you listen to me at all. And a lot of people just know it anyway because it's the love chapter. But I want to reiterate what it means to love someone. So I'm going to start at chapter 4 of 1 Corinthians 13, because this tells us what love is. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. Love never fails. That's a huge thing to think about. So many areas we can fail in, but love never fails. And sometimes that enemy we talked about that was added, right, for us to love, back in Matthew chapter 5, verse 44, but I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. That may be your spouse. That may be a parent, a sibling. Maybe it's your boss, a coworker, a neighbor. Doesn't matter who it is. We are to love them. We are to love them as 1 Corinthians says to do, with patience and kindness. Not self-seeking, not envious, not boasting, not proud, not dishonoring others, not easily angered, keeping no record of wrongs, not delighting in evil, but rejoicing in the truth, protecting, trusting, hoping, persevering. Love never fails. I know that we've talked about this many times on this podcast because that is what this podcast is all about, is helping us to remember that God loved us when we were at our worst. And for some, that may be today. And I'm telling you, God loves you. If you don't know it, God loves you. He loved you so much that he was willing to come here and show us how to live. And then he was willing to be persecuted and hung on a cross, where he died, went to hell, took the keys back from Satan, and rose victorious. He did that all for you. He did it for me and he did it for you. And I don't care who you are out there listening. He did it for you. You may be sitting there going, you don't know what I've done. To God, sin is sin. And if you murdered somebody, it's the same sin as if you told a little white lie. I don't know what you've done, but God does. And he will forgive you and he loves you. But you have to take that moment to invite him into your heart and begin walking in his ways. And the way you do that is through reading his word, praying to him, worshiping him. And you will find that peace that passes all understanding, that joy that cannot be explained. I will tell you, whatever I've gone through in my life since Jesus and I met face to face, there may be complete unrest, but yet there's a peace. I may be grieving, but there's a joy. I can't even describe that to you, but I can tell you that that is what you can get out of Christ. But he doesn't just want that. He wants you to live for him and to bring others to him. So love. That's all I'm going to say this week is love. I am going to pray us out here in just a minute, but I have some housekeeping to take care of. If you would like to reach me by email, you can reach me at unfailinglovewithkim@gmail.com. I'm also on Facebook at Unfailing Love with Kim. And I'm also on Anchor. That's the app that I use. So if you are on anchor.fm/unfailinglovewithkim, you can leave a voicemail there. Or if you're on the Anchor app listening, you can leave a voicemail there. You can also, I have to reach down and get this number. I told some of you the last podcast that I had like this crazy amount of phone calls coming into my house. Some of them were spoofing my number and some were using my number to spoof at others, and people were calling upset with me because I kept calling and calling and calling, which I never called them at all. Even had one person whose wife thought that he and I were having an affair because when they call back, it's my voice and it's, you know. So the only way that I could, it had kind of stopped and then it started back up again. And I was getting messages from people saying that somebody was using my number to do a Medicare scam. So I was like, I am done with this number. So I called my provider and they closed that number, and the new number for you to call if you want to leave me a voicemail and I'll get back with you is area code 509-537-1191. So that's how you can reach me, and that one's a little more instantaneous because I see or hear the messages come through. But I check all of those different locations to see who is talking to me where. So I'm going to go ahead and pray us out and then look for the next podcast, hopefully this weekend. And then I'll be back on the following Friday, hopefully back on track again. So Father God, I think I needed to hear this word as much as anybody else, because there's times that, especially in this crazy political climate we're in, that that feelings that aren't love start bubbling up. And I need to remember that even the worst, you love. And I have to remember to pray for those people, and pray for our leaders, pray for anybody, right? Pray for the people who've hurt us, pray for the people who are hurting us, but love on them as your word says. Love on them selflessly, love on them with patience and kindness. And Lord, I ask you to help me do that and to help my listeners do that. And if this lands on a couple who's married, who's really struggling, I hope this word really takes root and that marriage can be turned around as mine and Jim's was when we were in that same boat and you led us out of it. And I thank you so much for that, Lord. And I ask that you continue to work your way in couples who are listening, singles who are listening, because this can be used not just in marriage, but in all relationships, that we need to be the bigger person and love in every relationship of our life. So I thank you for the word, Lord God, and I just ask you to be with each and every one of us as we go about the next few days. And I give you praise and I give you glory in your mighty and precious name, Jesus. Amen. I will see you all this weekend. So in a few days, hopefully. So God bless, and I will see you then.